thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. Welcome along to the podcast. Welcome along to the podcast.
Worst intro that we've ever done.
Hey, what did we do today? We had such a huge day. What do we actually do? We talk psychics.
We talk psychics,
What
yes.
about Susie, the first one? Susie D. She got me thinking because she said, oh, my husband knows Adam really well. It got me thinking. Finally, I know who she was.
Oh, who is she?
Susie Davies. I know her husband, Kenny D.
Yeah, he's a mechanic or something.
They own a car yard.
Oh, yeah, okay. I knew there was something to do with cars.
Lovely people. Lovely people. So that was an amazing chat. That will make the podcast. Topic Train makes the podcast Michelle got fired up.
She got fired up. Actually, I went over to the coffee shop a short while ago and they said to me, I sounded like I was going to have an absolute go at Michelle this morning.
Ooh.
Yes, there you
really?
Go.
Really?
I was like, man.
Well, there you go.
It wasn't that.
Well, I tell you what, that will make the podcast and here it is.
Michelle, when you're traveling around Victoria, do you ever take the train?
Oh, I love the train. I always take the train.
Oh, you're a train
person. It's so funny
person,
you ask.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a train person.
I like the train as well, I have to say. And I've always liked the whole idea of sitting in the train and having a snooze. Not having to worry about a damn thing about traffic or anything. You just put your head against the window. Boom. And sometimes I reflect on the fact that maybe somebody else's head was on that same window and they've left
never
some
do that.
Skin fragments or something. And that goes through my mind. But then I just go, stuff it, it's all right. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. There's a thing here in a lot of the trains that head out to the country. Say Sydney heading out to the Illawarra.
Blue Mountains.
The Blue Mountains or whatever else, where they've got quiet carriages. Have you heard of quiet carriages?
I've heard of them. I never venture into them. Not that I'm noisy, but I do find them intimidating, I have to say.
Well, I didn't know they existed at all. Okay, I think actually they need to have a big sign, like a big sign on quiet carriage doors that just says,
"You
are now entering a zone."
They
of,
have it on the side of the train carriage.
You can get onto a train. You can get on and be in mid conversation with somebody and be distracted as you go. Oh yeah, where are we sitting? Oh yeah, okay, we're just going here. And then you just walk in and you're sitting there and you're like, hey, how's it going? Blah blah blah. You're having a little chat. Diddle diddle dee.
No.
Yes. Little and it's a very common thing. All right? It's a very common thing. And before you know it, there's an old lady looking at you and she turns around and she says, how rude.
It's always the old ladies who are in here like, nana.
And before you know it, how rude.
No.
And you're looking at them and you're going, are you talking to me?
So she's gone straight to that. She hasn't even, maybe you missed the subtle signs before that. She's gone for the, how rude.
How rude. And I'm there with my mate, and we're like, what's going on? And she says, it's a quiet carriage. You're not allowed to talk. And I said, well, I'm not on my phone or anything, so it's all good. And she says, you're not allowed to talk, period. It's like very American, period.
Full stop. Period.
So the quiet carriage, you're not allowed to say anything. Didn't really get the subtle hint. Moments later, start talking again.
In my mind, she's played by that actress from the Harry Potter films.
Yes.
How rude.
Yeah.
That one who's a cat, and then she turns into a lady when she jumps down from a bench.
That's her. And
period.
She was exactly like that. Exactly like that.
Did you get off at the next stop and then go change carriages?
No, continue chat. So, went silent, but it's a long ride. And suddenly you feel the urge to talk to your mate again. You know, you want to strike up where we left off.
Potter.
How many how many did you get?
No, not from her. Another man comes over.
Oh,
and says, mate, she already told you. No, he said, mate, that lady told you once. If I have to tell you, it's not going to get funny around here. It's not going to get funny. I was like, he's going to do a stand-up routine. It's not going to get funny.
It's 28 past 7.
Amazing how, but nobody thought to say simply, did you guys realise it's the quiet carriage?
Exactly.
That, see, That's you've just nailed my argument. Yep. I was like, and by the way, has the government told us there's these things called quiet carriages?
Oh my god! Only for years.
Have they got ads on TV that remind you that when you're getting on a train, there's a potential conflict coming your way if you get on the wrong carriage? Which incidentally is the first carriage. It's the one you're most like. I'm someone who likes to go for the first carriage.
Oh my god!
I'm not walking all the way.
We're never
going
to get to the end of this.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Joke of the Damien.
Ooh.
All right, guys.
Joke of the Damien.
There's a lot of stress on this whole joke every day. But anyway, I'm going to tell you. There's a guy, he jumps into a cab and says to the cabbie, hey, I'll pay you an extra $100 if you come with me to see if my wife is having an affair. Oh. And the cabbie goes, all right, let's go. So they drove to his house and they waited outside. They waited for quite a while until they saw the wife going into the house with another man. They waited a little bit longer and eventually the guy turned around and said, stop it. Let's go in. So they tiptoe into the house, get in there. And as they come in, the husband pulls out a gun. The cabbie's like, you got a gun? Anyway, he goes up the stairs, goes into the bedroom. And yes, two of them are in the bed getting on. He pulls off the sheets and puts a gun.
Oh, thank God you said sheets.
The sheets. Pulls off the sheets, puts a gun to the lover's head. And the wife says, no, don't. Remember when I said I inherited that money and I bought you a Corvette? He bought you that Corvette. You know the membership to the fancy golf course that you go to every single day? He paid for that. You know our holiday home in the south of France? He paid for that. And the husband's like, oh, geez, this is terrible. And he starts lowering the gun. He turns around to the cabbie and says, what would you do? The cabbie says, I'd cover his ass up with that blanket before he catches a cold.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and Damien's Topic
Train. Topic Train. We're going to stop dancing.
What does that mean? Mum's the word.
That was
random.
Maybe something's coming.
Shh, mum's word. Can't say too much more. Hey, we're going to stop dancing for Topic Train. I had a look on the socials and we look ridiculous.
I'm in a wardrobe. What are you talking about? I've looked like this for 3 months.
No, but he's referring to the dance moves. He doesn't think we're very cool with our dance moves.
We're not.
You said you're
have
not.
Have you only just noticed?
Single time I look at those videos, I go, wow, geez, those moves are awesome.
No, we look ridiculous.
That's what I mean. I've been dancing in a wardrobe on Zoom for 3 months. You only just noticed?
I want to hang out with those three people. They're so cool.
Oh, please. All right, let's get on to the topic train. What we do is we ask Damien and Michelle a couple of different topics from today, stuff that's making news. An Australian woman Australian mother has revealed that she doesn't let anyone kiss or cuddle her daughter unless she gives them consent.
Who does? The mum or the daughter?
The daughter.
The mum says that the daughter needs to give consent. The daughter is two.
I know this story. The daughter is 2 years of age, even to grandparents, by the way.
So she won't let her mother or father hug or kiss the child until the child says, it's okay for you to kiss me. Do you make your kids give consent before a cuddle to their grandparents?
Yes, and I ask them myself. I asked Edie, you know, my niece, Edie, who is an a-hole, by the way.
Yeah.
I love her very much. But boy,
she's
boy.
Lovely. I didn't know the air hole got in there.
Oh,
now.
Come on. This guy, Edie, come on. She's Edie. An air hole. I asked her for it. I always ask. I asked her for a cuddle the other day. And yet, of course, guess what she said?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so in that instance, though, like, I mean, I do it with my little bloke. So Griffin is 2.5. And I'll say, mate, can I have a cuddle? And he goes, okay, fine, no cuddles for you.
Mm.
And then I'll walk away. Oh. Within 30 seconds, Dad, can I have a cuddle? So it almost like it works in the opposite way, but I know where this mum is coming
Edie,
from.
Not with Edie, mate. Not with Edie.
What about she you, Damien?
I got to say, I'm not... Look, you're talking about a two-year-old. Grandparents, I know if my parents came over from Ireland and they just wanted to give the kids a hug, they'll go up and give the kids a hug. They're not going to turn around and ask for, in particular, a two-year-old, and even less. I mean, what's the cutoff point? A one-and-a-half-year-old, they can't even talk.
But the kids, but if you had a 2 year old, if you're,
now I'm talking about grandparents. I'm not talking about strangers here. I'm talking about people
that they
know
them.
They do. They know them very well.
No, but what if they don't? Because your parents live in Ireland and they haven't been here because of lockdown, whatever.
Oh.
And they've seen a 2 year old seen them on Skype. And then they come, you know what kids are like, and they go, come here and give us a cuddle. Are you going to say to them, hug your granddad? Oi, get over there, please, Edie, and hug your granddad.
I would actually. I
no,
would.
You can't.
I would. Yes, you kid. They're 2 years of age, and it's their grandparents.
Can't.
The grandparents are the same people that brought me into the world. And if it was good enough for me to give my grandparents a hug, I'm sure my kids can give them at 2 years of age. When they get a little bit older, I think, okay, well, fair enough. You get to choose or whatever else.
They don't have agency over their own body and all that.
But don't you think then it also comes into the age of consent? So the age of consent now is being discussed in law right now across the whole of Australia to be raised from 12 to 14. Now, that's for criminal activity, but also, I mean, you know, a 2, 3, 4, and 5-year-old, really, they're not making up their own mind at the best of times. When you get over that age, they're making up their minds.
No, because you have to let them know they own their own body, because we don't know when we're not around what's happening. We're not around them all the time. We're sending them to daycare. We're sending them to other places. And then someone else says to them, you have to hug me and let me touch your body. They don't know the difference.
Well, no, it's not somebody else who's saying it, okay? You're with them at the time when this is actually happening. You're there, your grandparents, and I'm not referring to my parents coming over from Ireland either. This is just grandparents. This is like their grandparents here who know them very well.
Yeah, they don't know the difference. You are saying that if it was your grandparents.
The thing is, this is a topic that will continue for quite a long time. I mean, this one can be talked about at work, while you're in the car with your mates.
I'm not going to make Edie hug me. I'm saying Edie and I love each other very much. And when she's upset or scared, she does want me to pick her up and all that stuff. But if I said to her, I was tired and I was a bit down, and I said, Edie, will you hug me, please? I really need a hug. And she looked at me and went, no.
Yeah.
And I said, okay.
I would never make anyone hug me. In the same way that I would never make anyone at all, even my parents, or my in-laws, that if they turn and say, come over and give me a hug. Now, if they say no, if the kids said no, that's fine. But if it's a case where they're walking in the room, I would say, go on over there and give your grandparents a hug. I don't see there's any issue in that.
Okay.
It's their grandparents.
Because you're telling her that she doesn't own her own body.
Well, you're saying it's a she. It's a he or a she. It really doesn't.
Or he or a she. You're telling a person they don't have ownership over their own body.
Now,
and then someone else can say to them, well, I am going to touch you. And that's it.
Let's get on to the next topic, because I know when we put this on the socials, this will go berserk, Illawarra. Tamagotchis. Let's change it to Tamagotchis and go something really cool. Tamagotchis are making a comeback. Do you remember those damn freaking Tamagotchis?
This is the pet thing where you feed the pet and it's a little device. Okay.
Tamagotchis.
So they're back.
They're making a comeback. Kids are going wild for them. All right, Damien, Michelle, what's something from your childhood that you would love to play with again as an adult?
From my child.
My dog, Cindy. She was terrific. She was a sausage dog.
Even better.
I can't say what came to my mind now, because that's just stolen that.
What was it?
Mine's going to seem really terrible.
What is it?
Well, there was a game of Battleship that I had on a little arcade device. It wasn't Battleship. And I tell you what, I love that little game. It was a little arcade game. It was back in the day, pre-iPods and all the rest, where you actually bought a little unit that only had one game on it.
Wow, one game.
One game, and it was just so awesome.
Yeah.
And I still remember watching this there.
Bling!
There's a couple of good ones.
But I would love to see my dogs as well.
Oh, God,
Damo. Well, she brought me down the dog roof.
Yeah, exactly. It's 18 past 7. Michelle and Damien's Jackie Jane.
Topic Train. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Michelle, do you ever come across those situations at servos or places where someone tries to upsell you?
Yeah, people do that constantly, don't they? Do you want a chocolate? No, I just want petrol. Do you want two? No, I didn't want one. Why would I want two Kit Kats?
Oh, no, but sometimes it's very hard to pass up because you buy a Kit Kat for $4.50 and they said, but you can have two for $5.
That's you. You find it hard to pass up because you're a chocolate guy.
No, but you're doing the maths and you're going, well, it's only 50 cents more. And, you know, then that works out that it's actually worth $2.50 each for each Kit Kat. This is a perfect deal, isn't it?
No.
Some deals are very hard to pass up on.
It depends what's your poison. For me, it's makeup, actually. If I'm at, like, Priceline, and if I, yeah, it does, it depends. If they, like, got makeup sponges, they've got two makeup sponges.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're right.
What are you talking about, Damon?
Well, look, I dropped a car in to get clean the other day, all right? Just a standard wash. Wash on the outside, wash on the inside. $60, of course. Okay,
oh,
$60.
And That's good.
I was prepared for that. I was, you know, I actually had $60 in my wallet. I was ready to go. And the guy says, hey, we have a special today. You can get a wax as well on the outside and fully detailed on the inside for $180. I was like, that's quite an upsell you're doing there.
That's $120 more.
So wait a minute.
Three times as much, we can put wax on it.
I've walked in here prepared to spend $60, and you're upselling me by $120.
I think the 60's just a complete waste of money. Like, I mean, you're going okay.
He is going okay. Don't you worry. The helicopter
You've
that landed on the
kids.
Building this morning. Crikeys.
You've got three kids. You're paying some other bloke to wash your car. What's going on there?
Well, sometimes you need to get your car. Oh, gee, I didn't
You've
know I was going
kids,
to be on trial
mate.
Here. Sometimes you need your car washed. And the kids, I mean, the kids have a terrible tendency of getting in there and actually potentially making it dirtier. You know, they get in there with all the utensils. There's a vacuum cleaner, there's spray, there's this, there's that, and the other. And they can destroy the car.
Mate, I see
well,
the
Well, they're going to destroy it anyway. They're going to... So, I mean, firstly, what's the point in cleaning it? That's my argument. Mm. I never get my car cleaned. But secondly... If you're going, like, if you
is this your Craptiva we're talking about?
Mm. Yeah, the Craptiva's never seen a hose in its life.
When it
Not
has a name like Craptiva, I don't know.
But secondly,
I think I know.
When I was a kid, we used to do it in exchange for any coins we found in it.
Ah, yes. Yeah, my word. That's what you got to do. But see, we live in a cashless society too, Michelle. The only reason that they were charging him $60, that's your normal. But then the $120 when they asked for the wax, they meant they had a little room out the back, not the car.
Oh, you reckon?
They took one look at you and went, oh, Jesus, we've got to charge him $120 for a waxing. Correct.
Oh, gee, I could have got a Brazilian all round.
I thought they might have added Australian Idol tax to that.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when you're with a famous bloke, I've had this happen to me before, yes. I've thought, oh, they've just added a bit of Husey tax to that, mate.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It's Convo Starter time. Yes. Convo Starter time.
Oh, this is it. This is it, Michelle. Come on, the Illawarra is counting on you for a Convo Starter. Something to just spark the conversation, get people talking.
Okay. Well, you know, I know a lot of us are talking about, even this morning when we did the tickets or crickets, we had a beautiful lady on. She won great tickets. Mm. But when we said, how are you? She said, oh, look, I'm breathing, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that was potentially a reference to what's going on in India. It's very troublesome. It's filling my thoughts, you know. But if you find yourself talking about that today, and it's very hard to talk about, I have something to move on from that with, which I feel like it could be good,
like
you
what?
Know?
Okay.
Well, someone said to me once, and he's a person I love very much. He's a pathologist and he's a professor. He's a wonderful man. And his name is Dr. Stephen Cordner. He's very wise. And he said to me, you know what, Michelle, AIDS... We haven't found a cure for AIDS yet, for HIV. We've found a way to live with it.
Ah, yes.
I said, oh, my God, this is a terrible thing to say, but I forgot. We did. Mm. He said, yes, we don't have a cure for that, but we've found lots of treatments, and now people don't die from HIV anymore. Certainly not in the developed world, but even in the developing world, you know, we really can do this. We can do this even if we don't find a cure. And I thought, that's such a positive. He's a very positive man, and he's dealt with a lot of terrible things. And this is how he lives a positive life. So I wanted to remind you of that. And that is a great way to move on.
Yes.
And to think of it that way. And this is one of the ways. Get this experiment. In 2011, scientists, this is not that long ago, they're still working on it. Scientists at the Mayo Clinic in the States used a fluorescent protein from a specific jellyfish. Ooh. How's this? Testing an anti-FIV. That's the cat. Have you heard of cat AIDS?
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. So they work on cat AIDS. So they get poor cats who are already afflicted. Mm. So they're not herding cats to try this out. Cats who are already afflicted. And they're trying out this treatment. And it was very, very successful. Mm. However, there was a side effect.
What was the side effect?
The cats glowed in the dark.
That's all right. Crap. That's all right, isn't it?
They did
Damien, it's not, they did. I swear to God.
No.
This is a report from the Mayo Clinic, mate.
I'd like to see a glow-in-the-dark cat.
And not only that, their offspring glowed in the dark.
Oh, my goodness.
These were feral cats they found from around the city, around the town, the Mayo Clinic's in LA.
Turned them into superheroes.
Yeah. Now, see, this is why it wasn't great, Damien, because, you know, these are ferals. They're getting around. These are nighttime predators. So it's going to really hamper your progress.
They've lost the job, haven't they?
Yeah, well, the birds are going, oh, hang on, here it comes. See you later, fly away.
The big fat LA rats are going, are you joking?
Yeah.
Like, I can see you coming from blocks away, mate. Like, it's not, this is not working anymore.
Glowing the dark cat, though. It's pretty cool.
It is.
What a great yarn, huh?
It is pretty cool.
Talk to your mates today.
When can you get one in a pet store?
When you're listening to the No Repeat Workday, just say, hey, did you hear about the glow in the dark cats?
Yeah.
Boom. Conversation started. Thank you, Michelle Laurie.
Say to them, this is the Mayo Clinic. Everyone's heard of the Mayo Clinic. This is serious research.
That's where they make mayo out of cats.
I love mayo. They love mayo.
They don't use eggs at all. Who'd have thought?
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.